Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more. Sidebar with Cindy.
On Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan, 1 minute past seven. And welcome to Sidebar Cindy with me, Dr. Cindy Suefansel. This evening, we're speaking about cheating. Have you been cheated on? Have you cheated? And if you have, what has cheating taught you about love?
Medical issues, sex and family,
finance, parenting and emotional development.
Sidebar with Cindy. Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan. If you're listening out of Gauteng, you can catch us on channel 861 on the DSTV bouquet. You can listen live on kayafm.co.za. This evening on Sidebar with Cindy, with me, I'm Cindy Fansale, we're talking about cheating. So are you cheating? Have you been cheated on? And do you know someone who's been cheated on? Whatever it is, what has cheating taught you about love? Infidelity often leads, to a host of complicated emotions ranging from shock to anger, anxiety to fear, extreme loss and mistrust. But we all learn from our mistakes. And, if the lessons people learn after cheating help them become better partners, I want to hear about it. It happens. We know that cheating happens for a variety of reasons. Call us on 086-000-959. You can SMS us on 36959. I'm joined online by Thapelo Matseke, who has cheated before and has also been cheated on. And I will also be talking to Precious, who says she has cheated before, but she's not proud of what she has done. And of course, we're taking your calls and your SMSs. I'll be reading your tweets from social media. The hashtag on social media is Sidebar Cindy, and the other hashtag is Kaya FM Talk. But this is the topic for this evening. So already when I tweeted, what was coming up tonight, there were so many responses. And just to go through some of them, Umendi says that every time I was cheated on, I learned it has absolutely nothing to do with me. Those people were not ready for my love. When my man that was ready for my love, when she met the man that was ready for her love, he married her. Sinead says that you can't live in the past. So that's her lesson, from cheating. Anu Rakhadi says, you never really recover from being cheated on. You don't know if you're coming or going. You become version 0.0 of yourself. The moment you forgive once, they'll always do it. Advice, the moment you find out, leave and never look back. And then Ushlochi says, it's bound to happen at some point in the relationship. It's been happening for generations. Hence, we discover Bomalume and Auntie after our grandparents are no more. Mind you, some mothers find out about it but keep it hush. We're definitely not immune to it, but each to their own. And there's been a variety of responses on social media. But we're taking calls on 086-000-959. And we have Utapelo on the line. Utapelo has cheated and has been cheated on. And he's here to share his story. Good evening, Utapelo, and welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thank you so much for being the guest for this topic. And thank you so much for sharing as well, because that's not a very easy thing to talk about, and certainly not an easy thing to share, especially on radio.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on the show. And I think this is a very interesting topic. It's one topic that shapes our society, and it also tells us where we stand as a society.
Mm.
With regards to my experience personally, that I grew up being a playboy.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, and I thought it was fun. When you do it growing up, you think that's the way to go, that's how things should be done. Because we are told that that's the best way to avoid falling in love and, excuse my voice, and being cheated on, But later on in my life, when I thought, okay, now it's time for me to commit and be set up, I then fell for someone who then cheated on me, It hit me so hard, such that I wasn't drinking at that time, I had quit drinking, I had quit smoking. When I decided that now, this is when I want to fix my life, focus, and really have, a constructive relationship.
Yeah.
But only to find out that I was with a person who was not on the same page with me, So by the time it happened, it hit me so hard such that I went back drinking, I went back smoking, and I went back to break so many hearts thereafter, I broke hearts up until to a point where when I wanted to commit again, I experienced the same thing. But fortunately, when I experienced it again, it found me where I was now strong mm. enough to handle it in a matured way, to say, you know what, I have learned that when I want to avenge the person that has cheated on me and had innocent people in the process, it comes back to me, you know. It's you inviting karma every time you do it. It doesn't get better, you mm-hmm. know. The only way to stop it is when you stop hitting other people. And I worked on myself. I prepared myself. I got restored.
Mm.
And eventually, I learned the value of being loyal, committed, the value of being faithful, you know. And it has been better. Every time I get into a relationship, I start on a clean slate. I know that I am to focus on one person at a time, you know. Up until then, we may rather break up due to other reasons, you know. So that has been my experience, and it has indeed impacted on how I see relationships. You know, it has brought some insecurities that do not easily go away.
Yeah.
You know, as much as, you know, I would hide some, I can handle some, you know, but once something happens, it would trigger some of the insecurity, you know, but we learn to live with them.
And I think I'm really glad about one thing. I'm glad that, you know, as you're relating your story, you haven't blamed your cheating ways on anything, like, oh, it's my upbringing, or it's the way that I was treated by someone. You know, you are just owning the way that you were. You're owning, you know, your behavior. And that's good, because I think a lot of people look for something to blame. You know, I cheat because A, I cheat because B, you know.
Yes.
And I think one thing I'm very clear about is people cheat because they can.
Yes, and people cheat because they want to.
Mm.
People cheat because they want to. And it's a matter of self-understanding. You know, when you start understanding yourself and really try and understand other people, you know, how other people, you know, see love, you know, how they express love, where they also come from, you know, either from their upbringing and their experiences in relationships, then you are able to own up. Then you are able to handle the other person that comes into your life with their flaws and experiences. Some come with insecurity that can even cause you to be insecure, you know. I mean, if for instance you are to date someone who is insecure about you being on your phone, you know, you think they are doing the same thing on their phone that they don't want you to do.
Yeah.
You know, so but you learn. When you learn to understand yourself, you then know how to handle the next person, because you will know what you want and how you want what you want. Then you'll be able to articulate it to the next person and help the next person to clarify what is it that they want from you and how they want it. At the end of the day, relationships have dynamics. And we also need to be, open-minded enough to understand that when you are in a relationship, the partner that you are with is not the last person that you find charming. You know, so that by that being said, it doesn't mean that when you find someone attractive enough outside there, then you have to act on it and be in a relationship with the other person. You need to understand that you are going to feel like that. And, you know, when you feel like that, you need to be able to apply self-control.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, even as in Uzbamba. The other thing I wanted to ask you, Tapelo, so I'm assuming that Abangani bakho knew ukuthi you're a serial cheater, right? So when you were cheated on and you're obviously heartbroken, I'm sure you went to your friends and told them what had happened. What is their reaction? I mean, them knowing that you're a cheater and now you've been cheated on and they are all heartbroken. How did they respond?
Yeah, they were like, "Wena, ukevongaka." How did it? You know, they were like, "Wena, ukevongaka." And, you know, it's so interesting how they expected me to just shake it off and move on.
Well, that's the thing, because you're a serial cheater.
You know,
and how are you heartbroken when you dish out this behavior
you
to
know,
other people?
They were like, "Wena, ukevongaka, man, uzothola omunye." And it's not, I remember a colleague, my colleague at that time, you know, there was a guy that I was very close to at a place where I used to work. You know what he said one day?
Mm.
He said, "Ah, man, what's the king? You know, and I remember saying to him, you know, it's not about the person, it's about the one that I want.
Yeah.
You know? It's about the one that has broken my heart. That's the one that I want. That's the one that my heart bleeds for.
Oh, Tapela.
You know, so it may have taken some time, you know, and, you know, healing when it comes to cheating, it's not only done through socializing,
yeah.
You know, it needs a holistic approach, a holistic approach where you really need to empower yourself in all areas of your life. Spiritually, you need to be empowered, you know, you need to know then that ways of faith, where do you draw strength from, and which is what helped me a lot, you know. So there are so many dynamics when it comes to cheating, being cheated on.
Yeah.
And eventually having to love again, you know. And we all have a need of love, or most of us. And
well, relationships, most of us want to be in a relationship. I mean, that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, well, before we take Precious, our next guest, and she's not proud of the fact that she cheated, I'll read a message from Anonymous. Anonymous says that 2 years ago, around midnight, I received a call to say my partner is dying and that I need to rush to the scene. I got there was blood everywhere in his car. He was unconscious. We eventually got him out of the car, into my car, and rushed him to hospital. I then looked at the back of the car to take out any of his belongings, only to find a used condom, female slippers, and a cell phone. At that moment, I realized I'd been cheated on. I was fuming, but he was dying, and so I needed to help him. That experience almost destroyed me, but I think it taught my partner the importance of being faithful, because ever since then, he has not cheated on me again. And this is Anonymous, who rushed to help her partner who had been in a car crash, only to find that you know, he had been cheating. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Sidebar with Cindy on KFM 95.9, and tonight's topic is a serious topic, lots of responses from people. And we're talking about cheating. And what has cheating taught you about love? We have another guest, Precious. Precious is also joining us online. And Precious cheated. She's not proud of her actions. And she's here to share her story. Good evening, Precious, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm good. Wow, cheating, eh?
Yes. We're waiting to hear your story, ma'am.
Yeah, so I was in a relationship with this other guy. Like, I was so madly in love with him. But, like, the relationship started on a good note. We were okay. And then suddenly he started changing.
Mm.
Like, he no longer had time for me, but he always has time for his friend. Like, he would say, every time we had to hang out or meet, he always had excuses in last minute. Like, no, baby, I have to go and meet who and who and who. Like, every time when we have to meet, there's always excuses. Like, it came to a point, like, I ended up feeling single, but I'm in a relationship at the same time. So now I tried talking to him, like, baby, can't you fix this? And every time, no, baby, I'm sorry. I'll try my best to make time for you, baby, this and that and that. And then my mystery guy came. So by the time I met the other guy, I was just like playing, trying to forget about that guy, keeping myself occupied. And then the funny part of it, I was the side chick to the guy. He was also cheating on his partner. And then when time goes on, like, he started talking, like, I asked him, why are you cheating? Because he asked me and I told him my reasons why I'm cheating. And then I came over there, you know, why are you doing this? Apparently, Liana, he had the same issues at home. So Mugere nas nana kwa haile na, he always had problems, especially when it comes to the deed. She's always tired and everything. So, like, why not? Let's see how it goes between us. And then I felt bad for cheating on the guy, but at the same time, I was not happy in the relationship. And it seems like, yeah, that's not a problem. That's why when internet gave one now, like, only one fighting for our relationship.
Mm.
Like, he was not interested, because every time it's the same thing. No, baby, I'll try to give you my time. I'll change. I'll do this and this. Same story every day. And I was tired at some point. And then I was not really proud of it. And then I ended up, when I ended the relationship, I had to tell him the truth. Like, dude, I'm ending our relationship because of I've tried fixing this, but you're not willing to. So now I find someone else, and he loves me. And like, talking about our relationship, by color, honeymoon phase.
Mm.
The guy will come every day. So you made me forget about the other guy.
And you're able to move on.
And I moved on 5 years later now. I'm still with the guy. But I was a side chick, and he was also my side nigga.
So you guys are now exclusive. There's no one else in the picture.
No, we're good. Like, it's, everything is fine. I've never cheated on him. I've tried, but I felt bad about it because I had no reason. Like, I've tried cheating, and then it comes to a point I ask myself, but why am I doing this? Because the guy is good to me. Like, I had no reason. It's just, I was just being silly. And then I told myself, like, no, this is not good.
Okay, well, that's a voice like, of... Like?
I deserve him to cheat because he never gave me any reason to cheat. But the other one, I shame. No.
Okay, well, Precious will be back with you. Let's take a call from Jacob. Oh, Jacob is calling us from Johannesburg. Good evening, Jacob, and welcome to Sidebar at Cindy.
Hi, evening. How are you, Cindy?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Speaking, yeah, no, it's a tough one. Eh?
Very.
Yes, I have before. And, well, I had my reason, and only to find out when I sit down with my partner, and I actually, my reason was that I used her weaknesses as an excuse for me to, you know, I didn't actually try and sit down and work out on those weaknesses. And, you know, when it comes to the deed, you know, sometimes when you in a relationship, you there are expectations. And only to find that what you're expecting is not what you're getting, you know, and you try and get an easy way out, and it's not working, you know, and you realize later that, you know what I've done is wrong, and I should have actually, you know, worked on the relationship and not capitalized on my partner's. You know, and after we have discussed about it, you know, yes, there are still challenges.
Yeah.
You know, and but I think sometimes, you know, when as a person you tell yourself that, you know what, I am prepared to fix, you know, my relationship. And even though you sometimes, you know, you are tempted, you know, because sometimes there are, you know, situations where you find that, you know, you feel like doing it, but because, you know, you told yourself that, you know what, this is not worth my relationship.
Yeah, you've made a decision and you're going to stick
you've
to
made
it.
Yeah, and you stick to it. You know, just that, you know, sometimes that courage, you know, something that you still have to have it, you know, all the time. You know?
Yeah.
It's just that how long it's going to last, you don't know.
Yeah, but it's and Jacob, you've brought up something important that once you've made the decision, it's a matter of managing it, and it's a daily thing. You're managing the decision on a daily basis.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't
be
managing the decision in a hotel room and you're both naked. No, you manage it before you get to that stage.
Yes. So, but yeah, I have to say that it's, you know, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough, but yeah, you know, as long as you know what is, you know, important. And you're prepared to save the relationship, you've got reasons not to do it.
No. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you for your insights. I have another message from Anonymous. And Anonymous says that I've been cheated on by a serial cheater who was my husband. I held on thinking he would change because you always expect people to change for the better. Cheating resulted in our divorce, our marriage of 20 years. We were in a relationship for 22 years. When I had my first child in 1998, delivering his baby, he was having a nice time and he came to the hospital with a love bite. As if that is not enough, I'd come back home and my mattress would have blood stains or sperm on it. The last straw was when he had an affair with my children's deputy principal who gave birth to this child and filed, and then he filed for divorce. So, you know, people are sending in really harrowing stories
of cheating. And this evening, we're talking about cheating, relationships, and what has cheating taught you about love? And that is the voice of Halle Berry. She was chatting to Oprah about her cheating ordeal, and I think hers was very public. We all know what Halle Berry went through, and that was her sharing her thoughts with Oprah. Going back to Twitter, the hashtag is SideBartCindy. Someone says, Beverly says, I learned I should not internalize what he did. I learned that his infidelity was not because I couldn't satisfy him or due to any deficiency or flaws of mine. I'm an amazing woman, and honestly, it was his loss. And yeah, this is something that people need to keep hearing again and again, that people that cheat choose to cheat. It's an option that comes up and they take it, and it has nothing to do with the person that you are, you know, the one that has been cheated on. And I think many times when a cheating person has been cornered, right, to get you off their back, or, you know, asking questions and so on, they'll tend to turn everything around and blame you for this. Oh, it's because you are this, or you're too fat, or you're too ugly, or you're not giving me enough sex. And that's painful, because words stick, and you now walk around with this low self-esteem, blaming yourself for this person that had a, you know, that made a decision that had nothing to do with you. But anyway, we'll be taking more of your calls on 086-000-959. We have our clinical psychologist, Thabang Tlaka, on the line, and he has a few comments to make. Good evening, Thabang, and thank you for joining us.
Good evening. What a topic.
What a topic on a Thursday evening. But very important topic. I think it's good for us to speak about these things.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. So I think one of the things that I think we need to bear in mind is that, you know, sometimes people cheat because of different reasons. Sometimes it's a habit. Sometimes somebody just has certain values that are not maybe similar to you. Some people cheat because of they want to, it's a revenge thing. So maybe they're angry at you and to get back at you and cheat. But the other thing that other people cheat for is because people, it's like they stray to go find themselves somewhere. They feel almost as if the relationship, this relationship that I have, does not cater for me, or the dead parts of themselves. So psychologically, people sometimes go out looking for themselves whilst they go and find themselves, but they forget that they hurt other people.
Yeah.
And so that's why sometimes you find people who are happy go and cheat, and you'd ask people, but do you want to leave your spouse? No. But then why is it that you are doing what you're doing? And then it's that people sometimes go out and want to explore certain parts of themselves, and they struggle to then bring that into the relationship. And as people, sometimes people are greedy, people are selfish. And the point that you made, that, you know, when people cheat, they can blame the other person, but really people cheat because this is the thing that they want to do, and they want to do it for themselves, and we can, I suppose, justify it in different reasons. The other thing I wanted to mention is that, and you know, you could have such a, relationships are hard, right?
Yeah.
Relationships are quite difficult to have. And you can either do things to help your relationship, or you can do things to hurt your relationship. But there's something beautiful about committing to a person and sticking to that, because you just then go deeper and deeper and deeper with time, and you have something valuable that takes many years to build. So it would be very helpful for people to think about how they want to then have something more meaningful that takes time to build. So I think those are some of the comments I'd like our listeners to think about.
Thank you so much, Thabang. Thank you so much for your insights. It's always great listening to you.
No, great stuff.
Okay, and then going back to Anonymous, we've got lots of Anonymous messages. So Anonymous says, in my 20s, I'd have left a partner who cheated without second thought. I did, in fact. However, now in my 30s, I've learned a few things. A cheating partner isn't always about a lack of love. Men will cheat regardless of what you do. What I have to consider is what our life is like together. Does he still do what needs to be done as a partner, taking care of the home, kids, and other responsibilities? I'm obviously very concerned about safe sex. Is he being safe, and if and when he sleeps with someone else? That, for me, would probably be the number one question I'd ask and pester him about, versus it being about, do you love her or do you love me? That's an interesting thought from Anonymous. While we're taking more of your calls, we have Ukabelo calling us from Johannesburg. Good evening, Ukabelo, and welcome to Sidebar Cindy.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm all right, thanks. Doctor, I just want to share my two cents on the subject of cheating, because I believe that I still am a victim, or rather not even a victim, but a serial cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on my side, I was in a relationship with someone for quite some time. And, well, in the relationship, I was a good guy. I took care of her, always there for them. And there was this one incident where we went out and I saw text messages on her phone. And it was another guy. And it was clear that they were together the previous night. And that person, they were supposed to meet up on the very same night that we were together. Fast forward, for me, I cannot blame the next person. I cannot blame what my partner put me through. She did that for her own reason. It's not about me. But fast forward to where I am right now. Growing up, for me, I view it as a psychological thing. Growing up, I was never this attractive. I never got the attention from women. I never, in high school, the girls never used to notice me. And now, I'm this guy, tall, dark, and, you know, all the things that the woman wants. And I feel like, more than anything, it's overcompensating for all the things that
you didn't have.
I didn't have while growing up. And, yeah.
So I have a diagnosis. I have a diagnosis for guys like you, and I call it delayed puberty. You know, so you go through your teens without that validation from members of the opposite sex, and then you get to an age where you have access. You have access to money, you have a car, you know, and those things then bring the attention from women. And then you're making up for lost time. So that's what I call I call it delayed puberty.
So then how do you break out from that?
Well, you're very aware. You've articulated very well. So you know exactly what the problem is, and it could just be a decision. You deciding what angsafuna ukwenza listen to this. It's not a case of you having to go for therapy or there's a tablet we can prescribe for you. You know what the problem is. You know why you're doing what you're doing. And you can stop if you choose to. So the choice is yours. The day you wake up and try to go, I'm done with this life, you'll stop doing it.
No, quite. I get you.
Okay, Gabriela, thank you so much for sharing that. I hope I didn't catch your story.
No, you didn't. You definitely didn't cut my story. All that I wanted to say is that it's definitely not about the next person.
Yeah.
People out there shouldn't think that there's something or anything wrong with you. It's always about the person that's cheating. There's a problem with them, and it's never about you.
Yeah. Okay, now thank you so much for sharing that, Gabriela, and all the best with your future.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Johannes on the line calling us from Bedford View. Good evening, Johannes.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm fine. I just wanted to find out. Mine is a little bit challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've cheated before, and we have amended things. But now, after amended all the things that I admitted, all the wrong things I've done, the challenge is that I'm doing everything, Doc. Everything, meaning from food to the cheese, everything. But the challenge is that she doesn't want to come to she doesn't want to be intimate with me anymore.
Mm.
Actually, this Sunday, we argue again. I asked him, it's been 2 years. We never be intimate. What do you think I'm feeling? Always, when you talk about this subject, you bring up something, then I comply with that thing. From there, he always makes me, when he's supposed to have intercourse, he makes me angry so that I just give up. And I don't know, I've been telling her, this is a problem I'm having every time with you. When you're supposed to have sex, you just bring up an issue so that I become angry, then we leave it there. Then you know you are free from there.
Okay, so, yeah, okay. So your situation is very common. So in my line of work, I come across such situations. And basically, when someone forgives you for cheating and takes you back, right, they're saying that, okay, we are starting again. You've done everything. You've confessed your sins. You've told her everything that she's wanted to know. You keep doing whatever she asks you to do. But now you've reached a stage where she's still holding the cheating against you and she's withholding sex from you. And your relationship, this situation is unlikely to change because ukubambe nge cheating, like what you are her slave. I'm going to put it plain and simple. You are now the slave in this relationship. And
in all honesty, right, I don't think it's going to change.
You see why I'm saying this? Last, even me too, I picked it up. She had cheated with me, and I've got those SMSs. Sunday, I showed her all the MSSs. Guess what? She decided to block me on WhatsApp in all the in her accounts. After we debated about this, it's because, but the thing is that I've confessed my sins, doctor. Why not me? Why not her come to confess us so that we go together? We start from the scratch. I even told her, you are using sex as a fighting weapon against me. And you expect me to be honest. And then you again, you are pushing me away.
No, you've done everything that you can, Papa. And it doesn't sound like Sakfuna. And to be honest, I mean, you're too old for this kind of drama. And maybe time apart will heal and help. But as it is now, you're in an emotionally abusive relationship, and it's very unhealthy. So my advice is that once.
And the third part, last time, she took a chick away. They flew with the chick to Devon. After that, I was wondering where she is. All to find out the chick, they phoned me. They said, no, they're in Devon with money. I said, okay, good, have fun. And then now she's doing her things alone without including me in everything now.
Yeah, I know. You're not in a relationship any longer, Papa. It's a one-sided relationship, and I don't think it's going to work. And maybe, as I said, time apart will help you, and then maybe you can decide what you guys want from life, and hopefully, yeah, if you work things out, you work things out. If you don't work things out, then each of you moves on.
Okay,
all the best. Well, that is Johannes sounding very frustrated about a situation where he cheated, he confessed, and now sex has been used as a weapon in his relationship. We're still taking calls on 086-00-00959. We have Utandi calling us from Johannesburg. Tandi, welcome to Sidebar with Cindy on Kaya FM.
Hi, Nikki. Hi.
Thank you for holding, my dear.
I'm going to try to relax. You might remember this. February, I sent you an email saying my person is depressed, right? She wanted to commit suicide and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was 49 weeks at that time.
Mm.
Going forward, I gave birth. Then now I started suspecting that he might be cheating. He got distant. He got this and that. I'd call him. Sometimes he does not pick up his phone. He'd make excuses that he left his phone at work.
Mm.
Okay. I take care of the baby 2 months and I think 3 weeks. We decide that I'm visiting. It was somewhere in Good Friday.
Mm.
I go and visit him. I go through his phone. And they always say that when you go through this people's phone, you always find what you're looking for.
Mm.
Did I not get it? I got everything. It scared me to a point that I was shaking. I was at the mall going through his phone, and the drive back to the house, I couldn't even look at him in his eyes. And I asked him, what is this? And he touched this and touched that. And I told him that, you know what, you're going to be honest with me. And it came out. Everything came out.
Mm.
And I am looking at our son. I am looking at him. I'm still fragile. The hormones are still there.
Mm.
And guess what? I continued the relationship. I'm having sex with him. He assured me that the relationship ended, and found out later on that he was still communicating with the ladies.
Mm.
One of the ladies he was working with. The lady is married that he was having an affair with.
Mm.
I am so confused at this point. 6:30 before the show started, I was crying because of this. I was sending him a voice note telling him about how much angry I am, how disappointed I am. Because before I went on maternity leave, we spoke about this. I told him about my insecurities. I told him how afraid I am that he might do one, two, three.
Mm.
Did Guy not assure me that he would never cheat on me whilst I am pregnant? He does not even see himself cheating on me. And to my surprise, he did it. And right now, I don't know whether to stay, to go. Am I still angry at him or I'm just disappointed? I love him.
Yeah.
So much.
Okay. So, Tandi, so one of the things, before we take a break, I think I'm going to say this to you. One of the biggest motivators of change is pain, right? So you have a situation where your partner is having the best of both worlds because he cheats, you've confronted him, and you're still, you know, you're still giving the sex and everything else. So why would he change when he's enjoying everything? You know, ngala ama side chick, ngala utandi, who's providing everything that he wants. So something has to change. So you are either going to have to, you know, break up with him or move out or do something that shows him, I'm tired of this and I'm done with you. But what I'll do, we'll take your number and we'll put you in touch with Uta Banklaka, the clinical psychologist, because I think from what I can hear, you need help. I mean, I have spoken to you before. We have interacted and I think you need help if we're still in this situation 7 months down the line. So we'll get in touch with you and we'll make sure that you get the help that you need.
Thank you, Dr.
Okay, my darling. Tapelo is still with us. He's our guest, and he's been telling us about his situation where he cheated and then he was cheated on and how that has changed him as a person. Tapelo, you've heard all the calls that we've received and the comments and the, you know, the messages that I've read. It's a tough one, eh?
It is a tough one. Actually, it brings me to the realization that cheating is self-destruct more than anything. You know, it self-destruct and it kills a lot of people in the process. You know, when you are a cheater, you kill the person that you are cheating on. Some people never really get to recover from the experiences of cheating. And there may be various reasons to that. It may be that they don't know how to come back, you know, from the low blows. They may not have anyone to talk to. There are so many contributing factors. And the one thing that I realize that we should all learn from the experiences of cheating, whether, especially when you have been cheated on, you know, we need to come back to say, okay, now this person has cheated on me and it was my decision to get into that relationship, though I'm not the cause of that person cheating on me. We need to learn to then have what we call your non-negotiables. You know, get to know what are your non-negotiables before you get into a relationship. What are the things that, as you start the relationship, are going to be your non-negotiables, so that at least they create a safety zone for you to say, as I approach this relationship, I've been hurt before and I'm coming in on a clean slate, you know, to build something sustainable, you know. And even before you can do that, you need to invest loyalty if you want loyalty. Yeah. You need to invest faithfulness if you want faithfulness. So in your interaction, you know, I would say to other people that if you are flirting and you lead someone on and you create an impression that you want to be with that person, whether you interacted sexually or not, eventually, you break that person's heart. Mm-hmm. It's going to come back to you. You don't have to believe it, but it's going to happen, you know? So those are things that we need to learn, that you invest love in advance, you invest faithfulness, loyalty, all these things that you want. Then you have your non-negotiables to say, this is what I'm not going to
negotiate. Yeah, your deal breakers in a relationship.
Yes, deal breakers, basically.
Yeah.
And then when you look for your person, you find your match. Don't look for a perfect person. There isn't a perfect person. My only thing is that I can tolerate anything, but not someone who is not faithful. A person who is not faithful, I can't stand, I can't tolerate, I don't even stay, I bounce, you know. As to these other things, we can always work on them, you know. We can help in building each other's character, because a relationship is about growth. You want to be in a relationship with someone that's going to help you grow and someone that you believe that you can add value into their life.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be taking more calls. Thank you, Tapelo. Thank you so much for your insights, and thank you so much for sharing your story, because I think you really got the conversation going by being so open and honest and vulnerable with your story. So I really appreciate it, Tapelo. And yeah, we'll have you on the show again when we do a follow-up to this specific topic. Okay, thank you. Okay, so 10 more minutes of the show. I'll just read a few tweets before we go and take the calls. Or my bully says, cheating happens, nobody is immune, we all hope for faithful partners, but reality is we can't control the actions of our partners. We need to love ourselves enough to decide when to throw in the towel. Infidelity pierces deeper than anything. Uzietu says, today's show is intense, being cheated on is the pits. Listening to all the callers and the messages, you know, gunzima. And Ulindani says, the nugget from today's show is you've got to choose to put yourself first. So we'll take calls. We have three calls lined up. And please keep your you know, your calls short so we can get through everything. We have Utabo. Utabo, thank you so much for holding and welcome to Sidebar with Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
I'm all right. Yeah, I've been cheated on. Like, you know, I've been in a relationship with this woman for, 3 years before we got married. And then I found out that she was cheating. Actually, I just had a feeling that something is happening up until I hacked into her phone and found out that she's actually been cheating. Okay, I saw four different guys. But now chances are it has been happening for some time up until I found out what was happening. Then at the time I found out we were actually engaged. So, you know, I took 2 months away from the relationship just to self-introspect and see if I can continue with this person or not. Then, after confronting her with the fraud that I knew about, then she confessed to everything, but she did not know that I had hacked into her WhatsApp. So we agreed to start on a new slate. Then, but I kept her WhatsApp. So, you know, 2 months later, I realized now the four that I knew about, they had cut ties with. But now there's two more new people. Then my issue was that, okay, fine, we are in two different provinces. So we see each other almost every weekend. So my issue was that she couldn't come visit me in my province where I work because of certain religious issues or whatever. But the last encounter was that I actually found out that she drove from her province to the province that I'm currently at to come and see someone there.
Okay.
So eventually, a few months later, okay, I got over it, and then we got married after a couple of months. But now my issue now is that, like, this thing doesn't go away. Like, every time, you know, it crosses my mind. Like, when I was listening to this show, it all came back.
Yeah.
But now we are good. Between me and her, we are fine. It's just that the issue is with me now.
Okay. So have you guys had counseling?
No.
Okay, Tabo. So we're going to put you in touch with Utabang Tlaga. He's a clinical psychologist. And relationships, this is one of his areas of expertise. And I think the both of you are going to benefit from some couples counseling, because there's no ways you're going to be able to move on and get over this hurdle without counseling.
Yeah.
So we'll take your details and we'll hook you up with the clinical psychologist. But thank you so much for sharing such a vulnerable story.
Okay.
We have Usbusiso calling us from Bedford View. Usbusiso, good evening and welcome to Sidebar, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Cindy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
It shows like this, Cindy, which are very important to us. You know, I grew up thinking which women are immune to cheating, you know. As we grow up as girlfriends and boyfriends, you know, you will cheat on somebody and they will forgive you wholeheartedly when you come back. But me, I knew from an early age, which if somebody cheat on me, I'm not going to take that light because I'm not going to withstand this. Definitely it's going to be a no-no cancellation, relationship ends. But coming to think of women, you know, I grew up thinking, up until recently, as I get matured, which is called Cholugu Diamond, I was growing up. And then shows like this one, it's that time when I realized, I was wrong all along, and I'm sorry to all those I've cheated on, and honestly,
And I'm so glad so that you've come to this realization, because ngempela, it really does tear people's lives apart. And I think if it keeps on happening and you keep justifying it and this person keeps confronting you and you keep doing it. So I'm glad that the show has helped you see just how destructive it is.
Mara, do you realize which, as we were growing up, some women gave us a false understanding of them? I mean, most of them, I'm talking from my side, but they will be like forgiving whenever I cheated on them. I thought maybe growing up, I mean, we are two different species. We don't see things eye to eye. We wire differently. So they tend to be like forgiving more. And up until recently, man. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I need to learn. It's something that we learned from our you know, the female elders in our lives. So abogogo bethu nabomama bethu come from the era where even if you were cheated on, we were told ukuthi ay amadoda anjalo bekezela kuzolunga. But now it's different, because we now know that that's not the way relationships are meant to play out. And if it does happen, you do have the option of leaving. So that it's a different era, and we're learning better so our kids can do better as well. Thank you very much. Okay, so we have 4 minutes of the show left, and it's been a very insightful show. I really hope you enjoyed all the comments, and I'm also glad to for everyone that called in and shared. It's not always easy to share such personal stuff. And I'm a clinical psychologist, Thabang Tlaka. He is on Twitter, Thabang Tlaka. He's very insightful. I love the stuff that he shares around relationships. And this is one of his areas of expertise: relationships, marriage, all this stuff is something that he specializes on. So if you still want to chat to him more on social media, please follow him on Twitter and he'll respond to most of your questions.
Sidebar with Cindy.
Every Monday to Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.